Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears off and running on this Friday, August the 7th, 2020. First Friday in the month of August, 2020. 13 coming up on 14 minutes past the hour, and have we got a show for you tonight. Because there is so much going on in the world, to be honest with you. We have presidential elections. We are in the middle of a pandemic. You really don't know what to do. So tonight, we are going to visit with two friends who we have not visited with for quite some time. Our first guest tonight on the program, probably has not been on since maybe 2015, somewhere in that neighborhood. She is a prophetess. She has been a political candidate for mayor in Toledo, Ohio. She is a very interesting person, and we're so glad to welcome her back to our microphones tonight, Opal Covey. Opal, how are you?
Oh, I'm just fine. I'm just feeling so good because God has spoken to me about the coronavirus, and has given me so much to tell the public now what's going to happen as the world is coming to an end.
Oh, well, Opal?
That's what's, yes.
Yeah, the floor is yours here. The floor is yours. Tell us what God has told you.
Okay. God has told me, the Lord has told me that he sent the coronavirus. It's hard for me to say that, kind of. It is a spiritual warfare between him and God and Satan. It's about four steps that is bringing the end of the world. I call this the coronavirus beginning to the end is what I call it. Now, it's because of the great sins of the world that has brought God down, exploded heaven. So now is the second coming of the Lord, and also he's going to bring it to an end. I'm trying to bring it about so that I can explain it to you very good, that you'll understand it. Okay, we're going to go back to the flood of Noah. And you remember how he sent the flood to cleanse the earth before destroying it. Then he sent the dove, and of course he saved eight people. Well, this is what's going on now. It's not a natural thing. It is a spiritual thing that is happening. And the ark is here. You might not understand it, but I'll try to explain it. Our arks are our houses and masks, ventilators, anything that can keep us, especially our houses, are representing the ark that Noah was put in by God to save, you know, eight people of his family, okay? And then he brought the flood, okay? When he brought the flood, it destroyed the earth, cleansed the earth. That's what I'm trying to get at. This is a cleansing of the earth, the coronavirus is. And, you know, they're taking tests all the time trying to find a cure. They're not going to find it. And they're also just telling us to wear a mask and everything else. None of it really is doing much good, but it is doing what God wants it to do. And it is a cleansing of the earth before the coming of the Christ. In other words, we're ushering Christ in with the virus. It's the first step of ushering Christ back to the earth and taking the saints away with him, the rapture. And then we will also go into a third heaven after that, after all of them are brought up from the earth that are Christians. That's what he's coming after, the Christians. So I speak to all of you people out there. Now is the time to get right with God, because this is your first opportunity to get right with God, is through the coronavirus. And things that the president is doing, and things that they're commanding you to do and everything, just go ahead and do it. And look at your house. Is your ark, such as the boat was Noah's ark and his children. So he put them in there to save them, and that's all he saved. Well, now, to save us, the Christians, and the people who want to be with Jesus, right now is the time to receive Jesus before he comes for the first. There's going to be two comings of the Lord. The one to take all the Christians away, and the first coming of the Lord is when he takes, of course, away the ones that are saved during this coronavirus. The ones that are saved during this coronavirus. I got to back up just a minute here. The Lord is going to shut the coronavirus off when he's ready. When he has done his cleansing, this is the first step of the ending of the world of the New Testament. All right? Now, as soon, I don't know, he didn't tell me how long it's going to be, you know, when he's going to cut it off or anything. He's not going to tell us that. But he did tell me back in 1980 that I was sitting on the couch, and I am a prophetess. I hear God all the time. And he said, such as you are 2 weeks away from an appointment that I had, he said, that's how close I am to coming. So I want to tell the audience, I've been looking for God ever since he spoke that to me. And I've been, people ask me, when is he coming? I say, he doesn't say that. No man knows the hour or the season, but we know it's close. And right now is the first opportunity to get right with God. Fast and pray, repent, and this means the Christians too. All the Christians need to repent of all their sins now, and then wait upon all these steps to take place. So anyway, the coronavirus is the cleansing, and we're waiting till God gets all of his children in. This is what the fight is about between him and Satan. Is the fight is God wants all that he can get for his heaven, but Satan also wants all he wants he can get for his kingdom. And so after the coronavirus and God stops the virus, and I'm just here to tell everybody, and I've been praying that the Lord would let me get it out, and he is with you first. Okay, So anyway, soon as he stops it, why, then the Christians will stay here on earth. Earth will arise again after he cuts off the virus, which I don't think is going to be too awful long, but I don't know. I know Noah was on that ark for nine months, I think. So it could be 9 months, it could be 10, it could be a year or so. But God knows how long that he wants to wait until people get their lives in order to meet him. And that's quit all this sin and such great sins of the world. Matter of fact, I complained to God before the virus, and I went to God and I said, Lord, we can't live down here anymore. We can't even get out on our streets anymore unless we think we're going to be shot. And so I went with a prayer and a plea to God, and within shortly, he brought the coronavirus, and the end of the world is coming. So after God gets in all the Christians that will repent right now and fast and pray, as Isaiah said, fast and pray and repent, then you'll hear from heaven. You can look that up. And so anyway, after that, then he's going to leave, and I'm getting ready for it now because I am a preacher. And I knew I was going to be preaching in this end time. I've known this about 30 years. And so anyway, he's going to let the world, I'm talking about the complete world. The judgment is upon the complete world. And he's going to let us stay on the earth, and the earth is going to rise again and be kind of doing like we're doing now. But the, the earth change, you know, that Al Gore has been speaking of. Why, Al Gore was sent by God to reveal the earth changing. And now God revealed it to me that this is what's happening to our crops. This is what's been happening for about 4 years. I even shut off my flower business, which was so beautiful, because they weren't coming beautiful. The sales were bad and everything. And that is what's happening right now as I speak. The earth is changing, and it's climate change. That's it, climate change. And so, therefore, the climate change has been going on for several years. You can see our trees not bearing the way they should be. Our food looks scrawny. I went to the farmer's market, and I could see it, how that the climate change is just coming little by little by little by little, and people are losing stores and different things, and it's not going to get any better. It's going to get worse. But anyway, just picture it. The coronavirus is going to go. God's going to take it away. But in his time, and, you know, after he has cleansed the world with all this big sin that's been going on and everything, then he's going to leave the rest of the people that have not died from the coronavirus. He's going to leave us sitting pretty much right where we're at, in our own houses and everything. And, of course, I'll be preaching the word of the Lord to get these people into the kingdom of God so they won't be destroyed. So the next step is the Lord is going to appear before us, and all eyes is going to see him before he takes the Christians away. And when the rapture comes, then we'll all be gone, except those that it did not accept Christ during the coronavirus. Now, when we're gone, God, the ones that are left on the earth, will be under Satan's rule. God is going to unleash Satan, and he's going to the people that has left that did not receive Christ under the coronavirus, which you have a great opportunity now. If you didn't receive Christ, then after he takes us in the rapture, all the righteous people that have lived for Christ, then Satan is going to rule. Now, the balance of these people, they're not going to like Satan because he's bad. Oh, my goodness. And so anyway, they're not going to like his rule. It's going to be hard, and it's going to be tough. And it's going to be exactly what the word says it will be. The worm dieth not. You'll be tormented all the time. So the Lord is giving people a second chance to come out of that and be saved. And so, therefore, after as Satan rules for a certain period of time, which I don't know that period of time, but God will, all of these things that are going to happen, there's about four different things going to happen until the earth is cleared for the third heaven. So anyway, then those that did not receive Christ and rejected Christ during the satanic reign, he will give them, he will appear one more time, and he will give them an opportunity to receive him. And at this point, ever I shall see him, and that's whenever I shall see him. The ones that said no to God, the ones that said yes to God, the ones that were saved under the coronavirus, he is not slacking nobody. So anyway, he when God, Christ appears, that's the first time he's going to appear, and of course the first time and the second time. The first time was when he took the first saints up, and then this last time is going to be up for everything, and this is the way it's going to be. Satan, when his Satan rules is over, and God calls it. God calls every bit of it, the time. Why then those that have received Christ during the Satan reign will go back with Jesus. And those that are left, this is what I don't like, but it's going to happen. Those that are left on the earth that have received Jesus about three times, or how many times in your life have you rejected Jesus and him being our Lord and Savior? And so anyway, those that have rejected Jesus, then God will destroy. And I'm going to take you to Moses. When Moses was bringing the children out of Israel, and he went across the Red Sea, and he was delivering them, doing his job, but the people went against Moses and God. And remember when Moses went up and talked to God for about 30 days and came back down, and the children had all corrupted themselves. And they were dancing, having beer parties, having all kinds of stuff going on, and sex and everything. And God just opened up the earth, and they all went down in the earth, and we never saw them again. Well, I'm telling you this, not to scare you, but I'm telling you, it's going to happen. God is right now giving us an opportunity to get right with him. This is the first chance. And then the second chance is after Satan reigns. That's their second chance to get right. And then those that are left that won't accept the Lord, but accept Satan and want to stay with Satan and don't repent, those are the ones that are going to be, in the end, destroyed. And so then, therefore, see, God is working everybody and giving everybody a chance all over the world now to repent of their sins, and this is what has brought God back, is because of the greatness of the sins all over the world. It's worse now than it's ever been in history, even before the flood. So anyway, you have to compare this with the flood, and the way that we have to save ourselves is to repent, fast, and pray, and stay in our houses and protect us ourselves, not all the time, but keep your house, and if you want to wear the face, why, just do what the government is saying. But what it is, the government is not going to change it. The government will make no medicine to change this virus, and there will be nothing that they can do to change it. It's going to go on until God stops it himself, because this is a spiritual fight, and it's the destruction of the earth's sins, just like it was in the days of Noah. And so then, therefore, after he goes through this procedure, then everybody is where they're supposed to be. Those that received him will be with Jesus, and of course they'll rule and reign forever and ever. And the others will be with Satan. But the ones that did not accept Jesus and went under the Satan teaching and rule is the best word, why, they are going to be destroyed, and you'll never see them again. You'll never be heard of them again, just like when he opened up the earth and all of those people that were sinning against Christ, against God at that time in the Old Testament, why those that were sinning against God fell in the earth, and the earth destroyed the people. But those that were, that had received the Lord and received it the first and second time, received God and lived for God, they'll live forever and ever. I am now, and there will be a third heaven after that, but the Lord has only let me know there's going to be a third heaven. And also he has let me know you will see your animals there. And I have some beautiful animals, three dogs definitely, Matt, Tony, and Gabriel. I have a preacher dog that used to preach with me in the parks, and I'm just going to be so glad to see him. Right now, I am at a position where I'm not happy to see anybody destroyed. I'm not happy to see anybody lose their lives, but it has to happen, because that's the way it's been all through the earth, us living here. But I told the Lord, we can't live here anymore, and this is what he's doing. And now, and then I want to add to this that after the Lord picks the Christians up, and those that receive him thereafter, a second chance and everything, then that is the end of the New Testament era. That is the end. This will bring it to an end, and the earth hereafter, of course, God will renovate and whatever, and go on with his work to another third heaven. And we will be with him in the third heaven, and our animals, and whatever we ask God for now is what we should look for in heaven. Mm. And our families, there won't be no marriage, given in marriage, of course, in heaven. But we will know each other. And the Old Testament went out with Jesus on the cross. Then he ushered in the New Testament. Jesus did when he went to the cross. And so now what we are doing is ushering out the New Testament and bringing in our heavenly rewards and our, what God's got for us. So I think I've covered just about every point here. But it is the end of the world, and I told you the steps that God's going to take. And the Lord, this is definite. I have laid before the Lord. I've been off the air for three years, or 3.5 years, not being on the air because I've been with God. And I am a messenger for God, and I know there's many others. And as I repeat what I have said to you through this broadcast, these last few minutes, I am preaching it on the streets, telling everybody about it, and don't you know something? Other people are receiving the same thing. And that, we know, is God. And this is the rapture, and this is the cleansing of the earth now. And the cleansing of the earth, with so many people dying and everything, this is the plan of the Lord. And bringing all the earth to an end, to this earth, which has been and is a proving ground for who you are. It has been a schooling. And all of us that I'm talking to now, or will ever talk to, I've always known this. We are here for a purpose. God put us here for a purpose. He let us be born for a purpose. We didn't ask to be born. We should be grateful we were born, and we should be grateful to serve the Lord. And he is the Almighty, and what has happened to this earth, They have pushed this earth into the ground. They have served Satan so much that enough is enough with God. He finally exploded, and of course, enough is enough with them stealing my votes downtown too, the city of Toledo. I want to mention this also. And I'm going to put this on my sign at my house, and I'm going to read it to you really quickly. The Democrat monarchy of Toledo, Ohio, has for 20 years rejected God's plan and will to make Toledo a great and prosperous city for all of us. Now, that's powerful words, but that's what's happened. I have run for mayor six times. They rejected God's plans, and it wasn't my plan. And now the destruction is upon the city of Toledo, and God is slowly taking Toledo down with judgment and destruction, and already you can see it happening in the city of Toledo. No, they thought it was cute, them stealing our money. Oh, they stole millions. And now they're getting caught up with the four that has already been charged, and it's going to go forth much more, as the Lord has brought judgment, is bringing judgment on the city of Toledo. I want to mention this. This is God's words. He spoke to me in 12, and he said these words to me. He said, Mike Bell went, this is how they work downtown. Mike Bell went to China when he was going to all those places and stuff. They were fighting God's plan so hard. They weren't fighting me. They were fighting God and trying to get me out and even set my van afire. And I've even got a bullet hole in my car. Now, I'm telling you the truth, and I'm telling all of you out there, it's time for Opal to speak out. And I've gone through, you might as well, H-E-L-L, with the Democratic Party trying to run me out of the city of Toledo.
Now, Opal, I want to make sure people know. Now, Mike Bell is the mayor of Toledo.
No, he's not.
No, he's not now.
No. No, wait a minute. He is in man's eyes, but he's sitting on my votes.
Right, right. He's the one who is recognized at this point as the mayor
he's
of Toledo.
He's recognized at this point.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, but he went to sell the park, what I'm trying to tell you, sell the park so the Democrats could stay in power and the building's going. They had to keep the Democrats in power. That's why it's been a monarchy. A monarchy is a one-person power, which is the Democrats. That's why it's a Democrat city. And great, great theft has been done here, and that's why we have the potholes. That's why we have everything. And I have, Scott, I have traced this down. I know for a fact. And I'll tell you another word that the Lord spoke to me really quick. In 2015... Well, 2013, I won the election, and a certain one was sitting on my votes, and Collins, yeah, they gave my votes to Collins. I went to the voting place, and they threw me out because I knew too much, and so in 2015, I'm just going to repeat what God tells me. Why the Lord told me these words. He said, Satan sent those six. See, there were six others. There were seven. And I knew what they were doing, trying to get me out and throw me out, and all of these running, trying to defeat me. But God said this to me. Satan sent those six to try to keep you from winning, but said, you won, and won by a margin. And if they don't give it to you, you'll know they're stolen. Now, that's the words of the Lord. Now that's what I have been living through, knowing that this city, every time I run for mayor, they have stolen my votes. I sat there and watched them.
Now, Opal, so, I just want to make clear here. Now, your van was set on fire, and you found
yes.
a bullet hole. Now, who do you think did that, who do you know did that?
Well, I don't know the exact names, but I know the party, and you can probably guess it.
The Democratic Party?
Yes.
In Toledo. Okay, and I just want to let the audience know, we've got about 19 minutes left here. We're chatting with Prophetess Opal Covey, who has just announced for the first time that after, I think it was 3.5 years with God, she for the first time has come on broadcast and announced that because of the coronavirus, the end of the world is upon us. Is that correct, Opal?
Yes, it's upon us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I ask this because I think people would want to know. Now, when did the Lord
tell you this, and you said he speaks to you like we would speak right now. Do you hear him? Is it a man's voice? Is it a, what kind of voice is it?
It's a powerful voice, and but a sweet voice, nice voice.
Now,
I remember I was going down the highway and when I was delivering some picnic tables, and I wasn't putting my face toward, I walked the scriptures, so I wasn't putting my face really good like I should, and the Lord came into my in the truck, and I told my driver, he knew that I heard from the Lord. I says, please be quiet, God's talking. And the Lord started talking to me, and he told me, he said, this is only one instance, he said the just shall walk by faith and not by sight. And he let me know that I was talking negative to, you know, saying, well, there won't be anybody there, this and that, you know, because it's dark. And the Lord had to correct me, no matter if it's dark or whatever it looks, just trust me with the scriptures. And so when he said that, and then at the end of that, I can't remember everything up front that he said, but then at the end of it, he said, your help will be there when you get there. And so help me. And that's what he wanted to tell me, to follow my scripture, walk on my scripture, the just shall walk by faith and not by sight. And so there was nobody in sight that we could see, but you have to believe it in a spiritual manner, because the Lord said in his word also, believe you have received it and you shall have it. That means you don't see it yet, but you're going to have it. And that's exactly what happened. And when we pulled up to my house, why, two men came forward and took the picnic tables off like we needed help, exactly what God just spoke to me. And I'm going to write a book, but I can tell you things all the time, just how, you know, God has spoken to me and everything. And I remember one time I was in my store, and of course they destroyed every store I ever opened. That's why I ran for mayor, because I couldn't go anywhere with the stores anymore, because every time I opened them, they closed them, and for no reason at all, just trying to get me out of town. And the Lord does speak to me, and he speaks to me audibly, and like I was saying, what I got thrown down one time in my store, and two men were one was going to rape me. And I'm going to tell you, the power of God came out. God had spoken to me. He had spoken to me around 1980, same time he told me about the coming of the Lord, and that he was coming soon. That's all he would tell me, not no time, but soon. But now is the time, period. And he said, he said, if you speak the name of Jesus, he will answer you immediately. And so I began to practice that. Everything God tells me, I practice it, and it works. And so I was in my store. Two men came in, and they had knives. I ran, and I fell down, and I worked my way back up while they were fighting me and with knives over me. And I ran into my back room, and they knocked me down again. And I didn't know one of them was a rapist. I just thought they was out for money. And I said, here, my money's in my pocket. And nobody was in the store, but my helper was outside. And I kept yelling, Michelle, Michelle, get the cops, they're robbing me. And just as he was tearing my pants off, I'm telling you this for a good reason. And just as he started when he's tearing my pants off, I yelled from the pit of my stomach, which that's where God resides. His Holy Spirit resides in the pit of everybody's stomach. And so I yelled out, help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. On the third help, that man jumped up and run, and the other one ran out of my store, too. That was never publicized. That was kept quiet. But anyway, I'm publicizing it now. I have the power, and I know what I'm talking about. I've followed Jesus for, well, ever since 28 years old. And it's the power that works in you is what's going to see you through this virus and save you. and you call upon the name of the Lord, and it just, I gave you an example there. Call upon the name of the Lord, as he told me. He says, as soon as you say the name Jesus, and don't you know what? I've been doing it for the last 2 days, and everything I've said, Jesus, happens. And things things are waiting on me, things I need. I mean, I'm blessed. And you can only get blessed because of the word of the Lord that you carry in you, and you speak the word of the Lord. He said, just speak it. And so I do. And
well, Opal, and we really don't know the time frame on this end of the world because of the coronavirus, right?
Right. We don't know the exact time frame, but I do know this. I do know that God's not going to give us much more information. He told me, he showed me, and it was about 4 months ago, 3 or 4 months ago, somewhere in there, I've got it written down, that I began to receive this message from the Lord. And I simply stay quiet from people and everything when I'm receiving from God. But it was about 4 months ago, and the Lord was starting to show me about the end of the world and what's going to happen, and which he can do that, but not the time or the season, or, you know, the exact time, because people would wait to get saved, Scott. They would wait till the tail end, so they could go out there and really have a big ball in the world and everything that's out there, sinful. So he said, well, he told me that such as you are, that far from, that is close. That's what he said in the prophecy on the north end. And everything that I have tried to do, that I've done for the Lord, Satan has destroyed. And really, I've been through big battles with the devil, trying to get me out of the city, thinking that was going to stop everything, the city from being, the ones that stole my votes and everything, they don't want big prosperity to come to the city, Scott. They don't want it. They've had it all set for over 50 years, taking our money, and doing what they want to do with the big houses and everything. But the thing of it is, the people out there, they came to Lima, Ohio, before I came to Toledo, and was crying about Toledo. Toledo's mean to us. They come out crying because they can't get nowhere, and they got potholes and everything, and not just potholes, but don't you know right now that the blade is operating on a shoestring? And look at our transportation. Just look around, and we don't even have flowers this year. Hardly any flowers, not at all. Everything is going down, and I'm talking about specifically right here in Toledo, or I don't know about the other cities, but everything is God is coming. He's making the way for Jesus to come. And you asked me about, you know, a time frame. No, God's not going to give any of us a time frame like, it'll be over in 9 months, it'll be this and that. No, the people will just go back dancing and dining just like they're doing right now. These people, even it's speaking to me, when it gets over, they're not thinking seriously about it. It's at the end of the world. God is bringing it in like sections, 1, 2, 3, 4. The plan that I just gave to you about Satan and everything, how God's going to bring it to an end, that's true. People are receiving that, and they know it's true.
Opal, we got about 9 minutes left here, and I want to talk about this. We are going to have, if we make it this far, we are going to have a presidential election here in just a couple months. President mm-hmm. Donald Trump will mm-hmm. be going up against the Democrat Joe Biden. How do you see mm-hmm. that coming down?
Trump's going to win. Yes, definitely. God put Trump on that seat for purpose. And I'll tell you why he's got so much flack and everything. Because Satan knows, and there's a real Satan, believe me. And Satan knows that God put Trump there. As a matter of fact, I prophesied to Trump when he was at the Huntington Center. And when I told God, I said, Lord, I know that you've told me that Trump is supposed to be our next president. Now, if this be so, have him to come over to me and let me tell him this personally. And don't you know, I no sooner got it out of my mouth till Trump was headed over straight to me. He'd never seen me in his life. And he stopped right in front of me. And I grabbed his arm and I said, Trump, Trump, I got something to tell you. I said, I'm Opal Kobe, I'm a prophetess. I'm actually the mayor of the city of Toledo, but they steal my votes. And I just quickly, you know, prophesied to him. I said, you're supposed to be the next president. And I said something else, and I said, other people know it too. We know it. And you get out there, and I literally yelled at him and commanded him. I says, now you get out there and get it. And he did. And he is the one that God ordained to be here. And it will show its effects much later in life, you know, as we go along and this happens. And Trump might say something that you don't like or anything else. But remember, the strangeness of God. The Lord works in strange and different ways, his wonders to perform. And no man is going to really understand you. The natural man cannot understand the spiritual. Like the coronavirus is now, it's a spiritual. It's a spiritual warfare. It's not just something that's going to come and you'll go and fight it hard like they're doing it now. It's not going to do you any good. Just sit back and wait and let God do it and serve the Lord and usher him in and give all your heart and mind and soul to God, because that's what it's all about. Serving the Lord.
Opal, what did you make of Governor DeWine being diagnosed with coronavirus and then taking another test and it coming back that he did not have coronavirus?
Well, that don't sound good, does it? That sounds... I didn't hear the last part that you said, that it came back and he said he didn't have it. The funny part I found out is I did see him on the television, and he seemed like he was smiling. And I thought, gee, I wouldn't have a smile like that. I believe it's probably political, mostly. It is political. So let's just keep watching it and, of course, listen to the Spirit of the Lord. He'll whisper in your ear and let you know what's right and what's wrong. But that doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense at all.
Now, Opal, one of the things that you have done from time to time, and I think a lot of people don't understand this, it's what's known as talking in tongues. Now,
how the Lord is just speaking to me right now, and I can't do it unless the Lord prompts me to, just like just then. It just came to me just a little bit there. But I see my mama mahaya and asoko shantaya. Yea, my son, da la da di di I see. Coolly I see, come on, mama, high and I so. Yea, for I say unto my people, be still and know that I am God. For I am the God that delivers the people from destruction, and I am the God that delivers the people from evil, and I will deliver you completely and give you a home that you will never, never want to reject. So, thus saith the Lord.
Now, Opal, the end part we understood. Now, when you were talking in tongues there, what exactly were you saying?
Well, I interpreted it.
So
tongues and interpretation?
That was the interpretation at the end.
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
It was an encouraging interpretation saying, you know, I have much wonders for you in heaven. That's what he's saying. Great things for you, which the Bible says that too. And he uses his prophets to prophesy the word, which I just prophesied the word. And we can prophesy as prophets. Well, we're at the right hand of God as far as messages. He speaks to us straight and tells us where to go and what to do. And so this is how I have followed in Toledo. When they put me in jail 10 days, I knew it was wrong. I knew I didn't do anything wrong. I'm a prophetess. I'm of God. But see, they don't want to believe that. And matter of fact, my life was at stake at that time. They were trying to kill me.
Who was trying to kill you, Opal?
Well, I know who it was, but I hate to say it on the air. But it was around the Democrat Party. Within. See, they all gang as families. And, you know, two or three of them will go together. And, you know, just like those six that ran, where did they get their money to run all against me? It was all against me. And look at, I got to go back to, Bell. He knew that I knew, and I prophesied it one time straight to his face, and what the Lord told me, that he was trying to get rid of my ground so that I couldn't have it, and no more money could come in the city and everything. And then there was, just as soon, first time I ran, Scott, in 2001, it was, yeah. And the first time I ran, here comes, I can't think of his name right now, but he is deceased now, but he was a Afro-American. But anyway, he was a representative of the state of Ohio, Democrat. And so when they saw I was running, and I'm Republican, they did everything they could do to stop me, such as he quit his job and came down and ran against me, trying to stop me. Bell, he quit his job. You can look this all up. And he quit his job, both of them did, to try to stop me from running for mayor, run me out of town. That's what they were trying to do. They stole my animals. They put me out of business four times for no reason. And matter of fact, the one who stole my animals admitted on the stand that he shouldn't have taken them, that I wasn't guilty. But the judge wanted me in jail so badly, she gave me 10 days. And when they put me in jail, nobody believed it, see, because they knew me. And they knew my operations. And they knew it was a lie.
Now, what did they say they were sending you to jail for, Opal?
They were sending me to jail for probation violation, or something like that.
Now, were you on probation for something?
No. Okay. I wasn't on probation. I've never done nothing in my life.
Now, Opal, I just wanted to let everybody know we're chatting with Prophetess Opal Covey here. We've actually, time flew by, but Opal, it's been a long time since we visited, so maybe would you be willing to come back with us next week, maybe on the morning show, so we can continue this conversation?
Oh, I would be willing. As a matter of fact, this is an answer to prayer, Scott, because I have prayed the last couple of days. You know, here in Toledo, because of all this corruption and everything, they won't let me back on the. They won't let me on the media.
Oh well.
They won't let me.
It's the people's airwaves, so the people are entitled to the airwaves. Opal,
yep.
We're coming up on a break here, and I will be in touch with you over the weekend, and we'll set up a time for next week.
Okay, do that, and if I'm not here, just leave me a message.
All right. Thank you, Opal.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Opal Covey, prophetess. There you go. See, you think you don't hear the news here, you heard it here first. The end of the world is coming. You don't get news like that every day. We're going to take a break. We've got a whole nother hour. You're not going to want to miss this for love nor money. Stay tuned.
GH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Mary Road. Telephone 740-225-4495.